Rosenthal, formerly of Roto World, now of Around the NFL for the NFL.com, that reported, listen, Carlos Hyde, forget being the backup running back, he may not even make this team. Seems a little dramatic, but nevertheless, that's where it's at. Maddie, let's start with you here on the program today. How worried should we be about drafting Carlos Hyde?
I mean, this is a bit concerning. I mean, you just keep hearing negative things about him. I've been on record as saying I think he's one of the better values. I just really can't see the Niners cutting this guy. Like, why would you cut him? At least see what you have in the preseason. It just doesn't make sense. This is a talented running back. I know they said he's having problems picking up the scheme and all that. But, I mean, a rookie, Joe Williams, is going to come in and just, you know, figure it out and, you know, take on pass blocking and all that. The guy to me, and he just went in one of my drafts that I'm doing, is Tim Hightower. He becomes a real person of interest here and someone that should be on your radar. And maybe he was somebody you just had as a deep, deep sleeper. But, you know, maybe he's starting to wake up and becoming more and more relevant each day with this negative news coming out of San Fran.
Yeah, we talk about Joe Williams a lot, or we did. And I think Matt's right here, Scotty, that Tim Hightower is probably somebody of note. Like, ultimately for me, I don't think Carlos Hyde's going to get cut. I don't think you just cut talent, right? And I get he doesn't fit Shanahan's scheme. Shanahan didn't draft him, and neither did John Lynch. And they have zero relationship with Carlos Hyde. They have zero loyalty to this guy. But if I just look at their backfield, and I look at Capri Bibbs, and I look at Joe Williams, and I look at Tim Hightower, if Carlos Hyde's healthy, I believe he's got the most talent there. So I don't think you just cut talent. But I'm legitimately concerned now about how effective he's going to be and how many snaps and touches he's going to get.
Yeah, you know, but he did bring in his guys. He drafted Williams. He traded for Bibbs as a potential receiving back. But you look at this and you think, okay, is this a plant in the media to motivate him? Or is this a real story? Regardless, his draft stock is going to drop, because even if you don't believe it, when you're on the board, when it comes down to a decision between him and somebody else, you're going to say, well, I don't know for sure if this is true or not, so I want to avoid, you know, any issues if I can. So even if you say you don't believe the story, there's something in the back of your mind that may creep in when he's on the draft board and will knock his stock down anyway.
And just to look, even if Carlos Hyde, which I don't think he's going to get cut either, but if he did, he's not going to be out of work for long.
Sure.
I mean, picture him on the Tampa Bay Bucks. Put him in that backfield.
Put him on the Lions.
You know,
yeah. From the Lions, yeah. Fair.
There's many teams. Yeah.
There's many teams that can use a Carlos Hyde. But Scott, let me throw this at you. Let's say Carlos Hyde, it's clear in training camp that he's not the guy. That for whatever reason, he doesn't get cut, but he's not the guy. What do you do? Are you going to invest here in Tim Hightower? Are you going to invest in Joe Williams? What do you think you would do?
To Maddie's point, I would probably invest first in Hightower, but I would also probably see some sort of committee where Hightower is the lead guy. They work in Joe Williams until they feel he's ready, and they have Capri Bibbs as a third down back. And, you know, that might be the plan. If this does actually turn out to be true, and I can't say it isn't, or I can't say it is, it's very hard to see what's happening here. You know, that's what I think will happen. You know, the Colts are another team, too, that I think maybe could use a Carlos Hyde. Because you look at teams like the Colts, and you look at teams like the Lions. When you don't have a good offensive line, you want a runner who can break tackles and create his own yardage. And when Carlos Hyde is healthy, that's what he can do.
And I don't think there's any doubt about that. But I don't want to speculate where Carlos Hyde can end up, because I think he's still on a team. I understand.
Yeah.
But to me, I don't think he's getting cut. And my issue with drafting Tim Hightower, which is what I wanted to get to, or drafting even a Joe Williams or a Capri Bibbs at this point, is that when Carlos Hyde is still on this team, even as a backup, he's going to be lying in the weeds. That if Tim Hightower isn't effective, if Joe Williams can't block, if Capri Bibbs proves, you know, he's the same third stringer he's been for most of his career at this point, Carlos Hyde's still there. And at some point this year, he's going to get opportunity. So if this news is going to make him just drop and drop and drop, I'm still going to get in on Carlos Hyde. Maybe it's his blind belief that I have on this guy, but But I'm telling you, he's healthy, he's talented. Anything
can happen, dude. You don't even know if Carlos Hyde could be traded to another team where...
You were all about getting rid of Carlos Hyde off the Niners.
No, I'm saying, I'm looking at all the possibilities. The other possibility is this whole thing is BS and he just stays and becomes the lead running back. You don't know. At this point, he becomes a big wild card.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about that. And I have a feeling he's going to drop from where he's going now. I mean, he was going in the sixth round or so, I believe. I look at Fantasy Pros and I look at their ADPs at the moment. Carlos Hyde is currently going, no way. He's going 35 overall in the middle of the third round? Are you kidding me?
Zeta, that's, I don't know. I'm going to dispute that ADP.
Okay.
You know, he's in the drafts, I've seen him go. The highest I've seen him go is in the fifth round. He's more of like that seventh round guy, you know, maybe mid to late sixth, but he's gone in this. I've gotten him in the seventh. I would think, right. You know, end of the fifth to more like mid sixth is where I see him go.
Scotty,
let's make the distinction though, because, you know, Matt will be drafting in the NFFC. In early mainstream drafts, people may look at it and say, he's the starter. You know, that's it. Because a lot of times mainstream will just say, who's the starting running back? And they'll take him early.
I don't know that you're giving enough credit to mainstream, to be honest with you. Because I play in mainstream leagues. I'm not playing in the type of leagues that Matt's playing in. Right. I'm playing in mainstream leagues. We're not just going to be...
I'm talking about leagues where people might even have less experience than you.
I understand.
Then why is the ADP lays like it is?
I have no idea.
That's the only way I can explain it.
Yeah, I mean, I have no idea.
Well, one of the things I would assume that this ADP is, you know, so high on Carlos Hyde in this is, you know, with some of these sites, you got to be careful if you do, like, these mock drafts and stuff like that.
That's a good point.
People are going to go on auto after the first round.
You that's a very
people
good point.
Fooling around. That's why I always defer to the NFFC.
That's
it is
fair,
a high
but,
stakes.
But,
I understand. But I'm in the middle
one,
of...
One thing, though. One thing. What? It doesn't take into account mock drafts, though. These are real drafts.